Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there's the familiar music that notifies everybody listening. They're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Going to shake things up here a bit. Going over the charts for this week, the week of November 16th to the 20th, preparing for Thanksgiving is part of what we're all doing, although I think that that story won't be on the top 10 list till next week. We'll find out what the top 10 are right now, because Michael Harrison is here. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, known as the Bible of the talk radio industry. It is influential in all of the corners, the circles that we find ourselves in, focusing on the issues of the day and the week. People list as well. So some interesting characters here. I think we can chuckle about a few of these. The nonsense that goes on with people and how they are as you go through the list. So I'll chuckle when it gets to when we get to a name that I think is chuckleable. Is that a word? Chuckable? Chuckleable?
Chuckle.
Yeah.
Chuckleworthy. Chuckleworthy.
Yes, chuckle. Oh, I like that better.
There
chuckleworthy. Yes. All right, well, so let's
all
go.
Right, well, here we go. These are the stories that dominated conversation on news talk radio stations across America, such as the one that's carrying this program right now into the ears of our into the ears and brains of our wonderful listeners. At number 10, we have the Obama book. At number 9, race relations and police reform. At number 8, foreign affairs, including U.S. relations with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, and Uganda. At number 7, conservative cable news talk television wars. Interesting. At number 6, climate change and hurricane season numbers. At number 5, the education crisis and school closings. At number 4, the economy, shutdowns, and the Gavin Newsom flap.
Ah, there it is. There's the chuckleable. That's the first chuckleable one.
Wonder why.
What a
that.
Moron.
Well,
arrogant SOB. Ooh. Unbelievable.
Ooh.
Right. Newsom? Yeah. You don't think he's an arrogant SOB?
I don't live in California, so I don't know what's going on.
But take it from me, who is, although I'm not even sure I'm going to be a part-time Californian this year because of all of the restrictions of getting around and doing stuff. Let me come down and join you in Florida this winter.
We'd love to have you.
Got an extra bedroom?
you could share.
All right. Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
It's a Spartan existence these days, tightening up for the economy.
Yeah.
The Gavin Newsom story is amazing, and it comes under the heading, you know, on ESPN, they have this little feature called Come On, Man, and they show the boneheaded play of the week. You know, what was he thinking? Come on, man.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Hey, this is a guy who wants to run for president. He's not going to run any. He'll be lucky to get elected dog catcher after this. But
you'd be amazed how a thing like that sticks.
Yep.
And number, where are we? Number 3, post-election 2020 and politics. Post-election 2020 politics and the Georgia runoffs. Number 2, Trump refuses to concede the election. And that's tied with the executive transition that's taking place in fits and starts because Trump refuses to concede the election. And number 1, COVID-19, stats and projections, vaccines, and prevention. Okay, here are the people.
Let's do the people this first.
Yeah, Barack Obama 10, number 9, Gavin Newsom, number 8, the whole field running for Senate in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock, David Perdue, and John Ossoff. The odds of it working out like this is something that if it were in a movie, you'd say it was contrived.
Well, I don't think people understand. Well, really, we probably should spend a minute
or two. Let's talk about it. It's the most important political topic of the day.
Yeah. How did it get to a runoff? I think that would be something we ought to explain to people. Go ahead. Excuse me.
I don't know the answer.
Oh, come on. We'll come up with an answer.
All right. We'll make it up. At number 7, it's the law there. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. At number 5, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Emily Murphy is at 4. Kamala Harris is at 3, Joe Biden is at 2, and Donald Trump dominates the stage still in the waning days of his presidency.
But the Trump refusal to concede is number 2, whereas COVID is number 1 on the story list.
Yeah.
And mostly that's because of the vaccine news, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, plus the Trump refusal to concede ties into COVID. It's everything ties into COVID. The economy ties into COVID. The education crisis ties into COVID. The conservative cable news wars connects to that.
Yeah.
It's on every, you know, out of the top 10 stories, 70% of them tie into COVID, and then COVID's a story unto itself. It would be inaccurate to say that Trump refusing to concede the election is more talked about than the problems connected to and directly attributed to the coronavirus.
Yeah. So I want to take some time here and try to figure a few things. One of the things that people appreciate about our getting together each week is that not only the overview of some of the important stories that we go into in depth, but also some of the discussion we have of the inside of radio and actually talk TV, because that's part of it. Talkers is invested. We have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So it isn't just about radio. It's about the talk television experiences as well. And because of the focus on conservative cable news, that was number 7 on your story list this week, and what's going on with Fox and whether Newsmax is going to take over and whether Trump's going to buy them and all that other stuff, people think, well, Fox is going down the tubes. If you don't think the McLaughlin family, Lachlan Murdoch isn't the smartest guy in town, he's figured out that there's burnout where Fox has been, and there's no new audience. It may have the largest of all of the cable audiences, but where is that audience going to go? I think that this guy has figured out that it's not going to go in the direction that they've been going in. Leave that to a more minor network, and let's see what we can do with Fox in the New World Order. What do you think? Am I right?
I think there's a degree of truth to that. I think that there's everybody has their game plan based upon their needs. A small gain for Newsmax TV and a small gain for One America News Network is very, very valuable to them. Mm-hmm. A small loss by Fox News Channel in order to reposition itself for the years to come has more value to them. Much of this is just hype. But it is interesting. It's interesting
to everybody's attention.
Well, it's interesting to us because we deal with the positioning of politics as a strategy to get ratings. Yeah. I mean, this is something a lot of people don't think. They actually think that the politics expressed on Fox, MSNBC, CNN, CNBC, C-SPAN, the politics expressed on the radio station that you're listening to right now, folks, that somehow this comes organically based upon the people that own the stations and the people on the air, that that's the way they feel. Not even slightly. It's completely a dance of, affirmation, daily dance of affirmation. You target audiences and you give them what you think they want so you can get numerous eyeballs and eardrums and sell advertising. It's a strategy. So even though it's hyped up a lot in terms of, you know, Fox and Newsmax and all that, there's a lesson to be learned in this for the public in terms of understanding how to consume media, that you're being targeted. Just like when you go on the internet and suddenly ads pop up for something that you looked at on a website.
Right.
You're being targeted, being told what they think you want to hear. And the fact is, there are tons and tons and tons of people right now in the United States who demand to hear every day that Trump is going to overturn this election. Whether it's true or not, they want to hear it. And so Newsmax TV and One America News Network is giving them plenty of
that stuff. Yeah, right. It's like playing the hits on the top 40 station or the adult contemporary station or the country station or the oldies station. That's what people want to listen to. So talk has become refined down into that. There is talk and there are segments of talk, as there is music radio and there are segments of music. That's
right.
The way it works. In a moment, we talk about what a new TV, a radio station being bought by a TV talker is going to be doing in Los Angeles. Right now, a focus on how you're doing, and a special way for you right now to consider when you're in the losing weight mindset. How do you get started? What program do you choose? And then what do you do after you've chosen a program? Well, I'm going to make it, I hope, easy for you. You go to toploss.com. Just the name of that website should intrigue you if you're losing weight or want to lose weight or get on the bandwagon to keep yourself from gaining weight. Go to toploss.com. Great and very informative website because there's a description of the product that they sell, Calitrin. Actually, they have three or four different products that they sell, but this is the mainstay. This is the one that most people want because it works. Hello, ding, ding, ding. If something works, you want to use it, right? Why would you want to use something that didn't work? And the fact these people have been around selling this product for 23 years. It was developed by a doctor and three nurses. The formula is just basically collagen protein and a group of digestive enzymes that have been, it's complex, but yet it's simple. They've been tested, and the idea is that it aids your body in repair and rebuilding, so that you get rid of the fat and the things that break your body down and get muscle, lean muscle built in, lose the weight, get your body in better shape, and follow the directives. There's a consultant there that will help you so you have maximum benefit from having Calitrin on the shelf to use every night. Holiday special, Thanksgiving, buy as many as you want and get the same number free. That's fabulous. If you want to buy 40 months supply, they give you 80 months supply. Have people in your family, your circle of friends that want to lose weight, get on this program. It's at toploss.com that you should be. Use the discount code DJV when you check out so you don't have to pay for shipping and you get that fabulous sort of BOGO deal. Buy one, get another one free. Buy as many as you want and get the same number free. Right now, that's the Thanksgiving special to get healthy the right way at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware.
A strip screw can turn a 10-minute fix into a 2-hour nightmare. One of the best investments a DIYer can make is a screw extraction kit. Comes with 3 different size bits and costs about $20. One side of the extractor bit reams a hole into the screw, and the other side has reverse threads that dig into the screw as you turn it out. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
I thought it was interesting that Ben Carson, Michael, said that he used something that was quote-unquote unorthodox, a treatment, a natural treatment to get rid of his COVID. Did you see that? It was
no.
The thing that was created. Well, the focus on it was created by Mike Lindell from MyPillow, who came up with this thing. He says, you take this, you'll never get COVID. And Ben Carson took it, and he got rid of his COVID. That was kind of a great.
That's so reassuring.
Yes, it is. All right, 21 after the hour.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the Talk Radio circle, it's Michael Harris. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. We're laughing about Rudy Giuliani, who had a press conference at the end of the week. He was all fired up trying to present Trump in a certain light, and he got so hot and sweaty that he... his hair dye was rolling down his face.
His hair dye was running down his face.
Yeah, right.
And he's a lawyer. I mean, how much confidence can you have in your lawyer?
He wanted $20,000. Do you know he wanted $20,000 a day?
That's what they say. He denies it.
Of course he denies it.
Well, try collecting that from Trump. I mean, come on. Exactly. They're going to settle at the end.
Yeah, right. Go bankrupt and you'll be... Anyway, Rudy's got his own problems. Too bad. I think he's becoming an alcoholic. There are pictures of him taking a flask out of his pocket.
Was he at the table with Gavin Newsom?
Newsom didn't have to take a flask out of his pocket. It was all over the table.
At least Newsom doesn't have his hair dye rolling down his face.
No. No, it's pretty amazing. All right, so while we're in this circle here, there's a fellow that used to be on PBS. Actually, I say this lovingly because I've heard it from a number of people who have gotten started in the business. And remember when I was just a pup and I was learning how to do it, people would call me and ask me, so how do you do this and how do you do that? One of those people was Tavis Smiley.
Wow.
Who became a radio guy, and then he became a TV guy, and then he got himself a fat, nice deal with National Public Radio until he didn't. He said, and I don't even remember what he said or did. Something made the people at NPR uncomfortable with him, so he got fired. So now, Tavis Smiley is going back to his roots in radio, buying a radio station in Los Angeles. And he's going to, he says he will have a new talk format. Basically, it'll be unapologetically progressive. So how's that going to work in a city like Los Angeles? What's your prediction, Michael?
I don't have a prediction. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I don't know what unapologetically...
How's progressive radio doing in general?
Progressive radio in the commercial realm is very, very, very rare. Now, you could consider public radio talk to be
moderate to left-leaning and somewhat progressive. Yeah. You know, a lot of people argue these points. Public radio will never admit to being liberal. They consider their position to be centrist. Conservatives call everything to their left liberal, including other conservatives. I mean, the whole term Republican name only. You know, these are Republicans that are called liberal by other conservatives. So it's really subjective, as you know, it's really subjective. There are not many hosts, let alone stations, formats, networks, and operations that operate under the banner of progressive politics the way, say, Air America did, or 20 years ago, there were a number of liberals on the radio.
America. Yeah. I remember being on all of those networks myself. So what then, why, if there are so many people who are cut from that cloth, why doesn't that format work as well as the right?
It didn't take the time to build it over decades the way the conservatives did. And frankly, the late night television hosts, that whole genre that used to be just two people, you know, Johnny Carson and whoever was up against him.
Right.
And then
yep.
Jay Leno and David Letterman for a few decades, a couple of decades. That scene has now fractured into, there are about 10 active late night hosts. These guys are doing progressive talk.
Yeah, all right wing, all left leaning stuff, except for Conan, who this week said, "I'm done doing this." Conan O'Brien's off.
He made a deal with HBO. He's not gone. He's just going to do something different.
Do something else. Yeah, right, exactly.
Interesting character.
Yeah. Is Bill Maher, is that program continuing? That's an HBO show. Is he safe there?
Who are you talking about?
Bill Maher.
I don't know. I think so. I'm not sure.
Has he ever done a radio?
A progressive show.
Yeah, I wonder. I didn't remember. I don't remember. I know he had a TV show on ABC.
And yeah, it was called Politically Incorrect, and they canceled it for being politically incorrect.
Yeah, there you go.
On the other side of the break, I'll remind you what he said to get thrown off.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are continuing their search for a suspect to open fire at a Wisconsin mall on... Police are continuing their search for a suspect who opened fire at a Wisconsin mall on Friday. Wauwatosa Police Chief Barry Weber saying they responded to Mayfair Mall Friday afternoon, but the shooter had already left the scene.
7 injured adults and 1 injured teenager were transported to the hospital by Wauwatosa Fire Department. The extent of their injuries is unknown at this time.
Police still working to identify the gunman who witnesses describe as a man in his 20s or 30s. Pfizer has submitted their coronavirus vaccine to the FDA for emergency approval. An advisory committee will meet on December 10th to evaluate the drug, and it will take several days to come to a final decision. And you're listening to USA Radio News. New York City public schools will remain temporarily closed starting on Friday as a number of coronavirus cases increase. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the city has reached the 7-day average threshold to switch to all remote learning. CDC Director Robert Redfield says the science disagrees.
Today, there's extensive data to confirm that K through 12 schools can operate with face-to-face learning, and they can do it safely, and they can do it responsibly. The truth is, for kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be, from our perspective, is to remain in school.
Vice President Mike Pence is rallying for Republican senators in Georgia on Friday. Incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are currently in runoff races.
You know, the president wanted me to be here today because we need Georgia to send these two great senators back to a Republican majority.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with ExtendoVite. Talk Radio. Hi, it's 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend Michael Harrison, who is my friend and colleague, actually. We've been together doing this program and doing lots of things in the world of news talk radio for several decades and then some. And so it goes, and we continue to do that with every weekly. Our time together every week is spent taking apart the major stories, having Michael tell us what he thinks about some of them based on his research, the stuff that they do at Talkers Magazine, listening to all the stations and hosts and stuff and keeping up with it. Everybody's after him all the time. Hey, tell my story. Tell this story. Tell that story. So there's a story about Bill Maher. We were just talking about him a few minutes ago. I don't think he's ever done radio, but he was a stand-up guy before he had that show on ABC, right? Is that where that came from?
I believe so. I think, yeah. I think he was a comic, and he's still kind of a comic. What's interesting is all of those late-night guys are comics. The monologue is part of that show, that format. Uh-huh. But Maher was the host of a show called Politically Incorrect. And he was canceled for being politically incorrect during one of the Persian wars. He mentioned something to the effect he criticized calling American soldiers or sailors heroes for shooting off rockets from 20, 30 miles away, that it takes courage to do it in the face of your enemy, not from a remote position.
So what's wrong with that statement? Is there something wrong with that?
I'm not going to get into the right or wrong of it. That's what he said that got him fired.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that statement, but that's me. I mean, are we not allowed anymore? When you put us like your Imus, when he was put on stations, it was to stir the pot. Then when he stirred the pot, he got fired. So what is it? You guys that run these stations, hello, make up your mind.
Well, there's been a movement away from having a stomach for controversy on the part of corporate radio. There was once a time when stations considered their success by how many people complained.
Yeah, who's calling?
Right, you know, we're getting complaints.
I worked for a general manager in Boston, and he said that he and the program director both said this was in the 70s. When they went talk at this station, it had been a music station, and the guy was running the station said, this is fabulous. Look at all the calls we're getting. Look at all the listeners we must have. And, you know, he'd feel the calls himself and say, thanks very much for listening. Understand your point of view. Please keep listening and please keep calling me. And the advertisers would be thrilled because they're getting so much response. And as you pointed out a few minutes ago, hello, it's all about how we program our station so that we get the most listeners so we can sell the most advertising and make the most money. Duh.
And so, what works is always being argued in the broadcasting business. And different things are in vogue. And when those things are in vogue, the other things are out of vogue.
Right.
And then they come back. Because there's no empirical truth as to how to get people to listen. It has to do with the circumstances and the way, you know, the chessboard is set up. Who's doing what?
Yep.
You know, if there's a vacuum to fill, if you can fill a vacuum and there's a demand for that vacuum, you're going to suddenly look smart. If there's no demand for the vacuum, well, then you're just filling empty space. Or you're going into a crowded field where everybody's doing it, and the pie is being split up into teeny pieces. That's what's happening in the podcast field right now.
Mm-hmm. So see where that goes. Now, how about in the book department? There are lots of different, when you go into a bookstore, you can't find one anymore.
Yeah,
there are a lot of different categories. I have one that I go into. It's a Barnes & Noble that actually is, and there's one in Los Angeles, too, that I go into when I'm there. It's kind of a cool place to go because there are a lot of other things going on there besides just selling books.
Like they have a free bathroom.
Yeah. For the homeless people in Los Angeles. Yeah, that's true. So Barack Obama's book, his wife wrote a book, and now he's written a book. They got $68 million the day they left the White House 4 years ago, and they were told, write a book, and you'll get more. So Obama's book apparently is 700 pages long, and it took him a couple of days to do the audio portion of the book. He's on all the late-night talk hosts on the shows. All of the late-night hosts are doing Goo Goo and Gaga over him. And the book has sold, what, 880,000 copies the first day? Are you going to read it? Would you read it?
No, I won't read the whole. I don't have the interest or time to read the whole thing. But I will. Yeah. I will read excerpts from it, and I will read, you know, critiques of it and all that. So I'll be familiar with it within a few days.
Don't you think it's fun when you look at the, you know, when Obama left, he was disgraced. Trump was the, he's going to be the hero, fix everything that Trump, that Obama screwed up. Now, when you look back, people say, oh, Obama, what a great president. And when Obama became president, when Bush went out, oh, that bastard Bush, no good. And now he's the hero. And when Bush came in and Clinton went out, and now Clinton, it just is so funny how we react to these people after the fact.
The new ones, things get worse, we get nostalgia for them. But I wouldn't go so far as to say Obama was disgraced. I think that the country was split.
Yeah, I mean, in some circles, it just depends. There was a lot of race that entered into that one way or another, as we all know. We haven't grown up much here, which brings us around to the business of our friends and those who are not our friends. Number 8 on the countdown list of stories is a focus on the various countries that have obviously, there's this whole business about, what is it, Dominion, the voting, and who counts the votes, and where they go, and what country is, even Venezuela is on the list of the baddies. And
most of these are conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Okay, so do they have legs?
Well, they yes, as evidenced before, there's a whole industry of people telling people what they want to hear, whatever it might be, whether it's Rudy Giuliani or Dominion conspiracy theories or deep state intrigue or whatever, that the entire country is corrupt and that the only honest source of information is Donald Trump.
Right. Really?
Hmm. There is that movement is happening.
I know that is. I'm being facetious. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Well, think about it.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yep, yep. So when Trump is gone, then who are they going to lean on? Who comes
Trump
along?
Will never be gone.
Oh,
Trump will never. He'll never be gone. He will continue on through either Trumpism, or he will be running for 2024, or he'll be doing books and television and radio. He's not going to do that.
We know that.
He's not going to be gone. The question is he going to remain the most powerful person in the Republican Party? Because of all the, he got a tremendous number of votes. He got more votes this time than he did the last time. Just that Biden got even more votes than anybody ever got. But the point is that the Republican politicians don't want to mess with Trump because they don't want to feel the wrath of all the people out there who follow him.
Right.
So he's a power maker. He's a power broker.
Here's the latest rumor. You want to hear the latest rumor?
Sure. Why not?
You've probably already heard this rumor. Well, we all know that, sadly, Rush Limbaugh is in tough shape in terms of his health and well-being, and how much longer he stays on the radio, remains to be seen. But there are those who say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put Sean Hannity in that time. We're going to add an hour to his show, and that will be devoted to Donald Trump. Trump can be on the radio 1 hour a day. As most people think, he can't do a whole show. So how would that work? He and Hannity are friends? Yeah, it's as good as any other rumor. I guess it's floating around, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. If it does, it'll last a few weeks. Donald Trump can't hold a candle to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity in terms of the discipline it takes and the love for the medium it takes to commit yourself to doing
radio. But if he's on with Hannity, the two of them are doing a program an hour together, you don't think that would work?
I don't know if Hannity will want to share the microphone with Trump.
I thought they were buddies.
Well, they're buddies when you're president. It's convenient to have a buddy like that. Otherwise, why does Hannity need to have a sidekick?
Uh-huh.
He came up through having a sidekick with the late Alan Colmes, and before Alan died, he broke free of that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that he did. And it didn't hurt him at all. As a matter of fact, he was up and down. So where does he fit? That's an interesting question. He has his afternoon radio program, and then he does his stuff over at Fox TV. And he's the number one, I think. Isn't he the number one?
Well, we have him number one the last 2 years. We have him number one on the Heavy 100 of radio.
Right.
And I believe he's the highest rated at Fox, although every day it changes. Tucker Carlson has a huge following as well. So, the three opinion hosts on Fox, Tucker, Sean, and Laura, all seem to be doing well.
I don't get Tucker Carlson at all. You?
That's neither here nor there.
I can say that. You don't have to. I'm amazed at what it is that attracts people. I could say that about my years on the radio or your years on the radio. We all find a niche. We find an audience, and we serve the audience. So, it's kind of silly just reflecting on my own stuff, for me to say that Tucker Carlson isn't my cup of tea. He doesn't care.
It doesn't make any difference, right?
No, it doesn't make any difference at all.
And I've never set myself up to be an artistic critic of people on the radio. I support everybody being there unless I think that they are absolutely deadly dangerous.
Yeah. All right, so I had an experience I want to tell you about yesterday on a new radio program that actually Talkers has helped me understand what was going on, but also a fellow who's a colleague of ours has managed to put together something that's actually pretty unique on talk radio. I was a guest on this show yesterday. China, you pronounce it better than I do.
China Uber Alles. It's German for China above all. Uber above alles all. It was something that Hitler and the Germans used during Nazism to say Deutschland above all. And it's a sarcastic approach to China, that China is following in the fascistic and totalitarian tradition of Nazi Germany.
Right. So I was invited to come on, and I spent a half hour with Nan Su and Amy and Bill
How'd
Graff.
It go?
That was great radio, actually, if I do say so myself. They brought me in as the host of the DJV program, but also because Bill knows me, he knows that I do the farmer show, and he wanted to talk about agriculture and what the Chinese are doing to our agricultural industry here. And, it was really quite an interesting experience.
So, yeah, it was something the podcast, with the podcast, it's on radio stations, but there's also a podcast connected to it, I believe, as well. Is there not? It's not on radio stations.
It's on one radio station, and that's KSCO,
right.
KSCO.com. And people want to hear China Uber Alles. You can hear the podcast after a new show streams every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, I know. I did it. We were on live. When I was on with them, I know we were doing it live. Yeah, it was a good experience.
Did you do it from the West Coast, from the East Coast? Were you in the Northeast?
Yeah, no, I did it right in my studio.
I don't know where you are.
So you
did it between 5 and 7 p.m. Eastern time. Right.
Right. It was 6 o'clock. Yep. Yeah. It was a very good experience. They knew the right questions to ask. We all have to know more about, there's more attention that needs to be focused. I spent part of the time bemoaning the fact that, you know, everybody talks big, but nobody's holding China accountable for this current situation that we're in, where lives have been ruined, lives have been lost, lives have been changed, people's routine has been altered, their lives perhaps altered permanently. And so what are we doing about it? Nothing. Zero. There's not anything being done that's outwardly focused on having, whether it's retribution or the Chinese government, pay for what they've created, what they've caused. I don't see any of that. And they were happy to have me say that.
Well, I'm sure. I don't fully agree that nothing's being done. I think there's a lot of consciousness raising going on in America.
Yeah.
I think you don't turn the ship around that quickly when you're so intrinsically connected and tied in economically to another country. And I think we have a lot of sorting out to do and a lot of knots to untangle. So and I think we're heading in the right direction. Plus, Trump has threatened, I don't know if threat's a good word, he's said that before he goes out, he's going to impose a whole bunch of sanctions and a whole bunch of, you know, punishment on China. That'll be difficult.
Oh, I think he's the only one who's done that. I'm talking about Congress, but he really is. Trump's the only one who's done anything outwardly to encourage, let's say, pharmaceuticals come back to America, and you know, we're going to give you incentives to do it. Where else?
That's the only thing that Trump has done as president that both sides can agree on.
Agree on, right?
Now, you know, there's a terrible fear among the Chinese American community and people who are hip to the problems of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, that Biden's in bed with them, and that as soon as he becomes president, you know, we're going to. I don't see it happening. Biden's a politician. One of the things about Biden that people who hate Biden don't seem to understand is he's pragmatic. He changes. He goes with the flow. And I seriously doubt that Biden is going to be pro-China.
But when you look at his. When he first started as a congressman, his net worth was about $600,000, something like that. And according to his tax returns, his net worth now is about $16 million. And everybody says, where'd that come from? So his detractors are happy to point at, look, see, he got it all from China.
Yeah, well, they could say whatever they want. You can also say every president and every vice president and every governor they retire from their jobs pretty wealthier than they were when they went in, and how'd they make the money? I mean, come on, grow up, people.
All right,
you can find this on anybody. You can find you can find dirt on anyone.
MH interview this week.
This one, we took a week off. Walter Sterling next week.
Walter Sterling? Wow, the great Walter Sterling will be on the MH interview. Michael Harrison from Talkers here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually... These are people... They're not actors. They're not phony balonies. They're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for us to continue on now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And now we have with us Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college professor in law. He is a legal lawyer. Is there any such thing as an illegal lawyer?
I don't know. Rudy Giuliani's giving it a good shot these days, so who knows?
Did you see the hair dye running down his face?
I really felt bad for the poor guy.
I did too. Yeah. Apparently he's developing kind of a drinking problem as well, so some of his escapades. At any rate, well, we can tie that in. Steve Wiseman here, and we overview with his expertise some of the legal impacts, the Trump refusal to concede, all of the challenges. Are they going by the wayside, though? I was spending time with lawyers on the other side and judges and stuff. Where is all of this going?
Right into the porcelain receptacle. And it's kind of interesting because he's had plan A and plan B. Plan A was more conventional, challenging in the courts what he alleged were improprieties in the election, which, of course, anyone can do. We had a precedent for it with Bush and Gore. But even there, if we were upset then, you know, it was done in a dignified legal process. This thing is a scattershot of no evidence and Consequently, judges are throwing these out at initial hearings because there's nothing there. So with that strategy going by the wayside and all of those court cases dropping, now the president is even trying to target individual electors in the states and people in charge of counting it to get them to switch over, even though the popular vote, which is now up well over 5 million in a difference, even though that went for Biden, he's trying to get electors to switch over to him. It's frankly little chance of success, but a frightening attack on democracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. It wouldn't be the first time people were frightened by some of the stuff that Mr. Trump is doing.
You got that right.
I don't understand, from the legal point of view, can you explain, I think a lot of people have been asking me on the air this week about the Georgia runoffs and why they were necessary in the first place. What's the legal, what's the justification for these? It seems rather strange that this would be taking place in the way that it is.
Yeah, you know, and there again, it's an indication of the election laws are significantly different from state to state. So if you don't have a candidate who gets a clear majority, and this comes when you have relatively strong third-party candidates, in that instance, you will have a runoff election between the top vote getters. This is contrasted to what we are now going to have in Massachusetts, in which they have in Maine, where they have ranked choice, where you can have a when there is no clear cut winner with a majority, you vote for a second choice, and that can prevent this kind of a runoff. But it is it's a different law in Georgia, and I mean it's a legitimate thing, certainly.
Has this happened before? I don't remember this sort of thing in my years of doing talk radio, something that we talked about, but I don't remember everything that we've talked about. So it seems strange, and I don't know a lot of people understand really why it's happening. So you help there.
Well, you're riding in the same boat I am, because when I saw this happening and with two of them, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, I don't remember ever seeing it in a significant election like this before.
No, not at all. It's really strange. All right, let's see. The Chinese and the Russians and the Venezuelans and the Cubans, according to conspiracy theorists, affected our election. What is it, Dominion? I don't even understand.
Yeah, Dominion, a Venezuelan company, and apparently the election's being interfered with by a Venezuelan leader who died in 2013. So it's really strange. Yeah, the conspiracy theories are just wild, unsupported, but they're a good indication of how misinformation can be spread and believed by significant numbers.
Well, I think you can believe the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians would be messing around. I don't have a doubt.
Well, the funny thing is, the stuff I saw from intelligence reports were that the Russians did less, partly because we were doing such a good job of misinformation on our own, we were disrupting our own election.
Oh, perfect. Glad to hear that. That's good to know. Even J.J. Wiseman here helping us with understanding some of the important aspects of the stories that appear every week at Talkers Magazine. You get the stories and the people list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.